2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
8:30 at KSL News Radio. I'm Amy Kobabe. KSL's top story this hour. It's a big weekend for college football in Utah. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports there's a lot at stake for the Utes and the Aggies.
Utah's gearing up for a rematch against Oregon this evening in the Pac-12 championship game in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. Utah fans are a little nervous since it is historically tough to beat a team twice. That game is set for 6 p.m. Meanwhile, Utah State is on its way out to Carson, California to play for the Mountain West Conference title against San Diego State.
The Aggies take on the Aztecs tomorrow, 1 p.m., and that'll be at the StubHub Center. Actually, it was formerly known as the StubHub Center. And we have new developments now in the cases of Chad and Lori Daybell, who are facing charges in Idaho related to the death of Lori's kids, JJ and Tylee. The courts have now scheduled the couple's trial to begin in January of 2023. They are setting aside 10 weeks for the trial, which will take place in Boise. And a historic site for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in San Diego has been vandalized for the third time in 3 years. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The statue of a Mormon battalion soldier holding a Book of Mormon is splashed with red paint. Brad and Dansel Allen are in their final year as leaders of the historic site, and Dansel tells the Church Beat newsletter this is the worst graffiti she's seen. The monuments include murals, plaques, and the statue dedicated to the only religious-oriented military unit in the U.S. A San Diego City spokesman says they're working as quickly as possible to clean up the graffiti. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. More states are reporting cases of the Omicron variant. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says drug companies are still examining whether they need to alter their vaccines, which may still be efficient in preventing severe illness. ABC's Karen Travers has the latest. And doesn't look like that audio is working. We'll move on to your money at this moment. We've got 66 down points for the Dow right now, down to 34,573, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ also in the red. Right now, it's 36 and partly cloudy in KSL News Radio, 102.7, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Get a full hour of news at noon.
Police are investigating after
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.